Welcome back to the Red Dice Diaries podcast. This is day 10 of the RPGNA 2019 series of videos, and the word for today is focus. So I'm just going to take a bit of an opportunity to talk about one of my favourite bits of 5th edition, actually, the Arcane Focus. And effectively, what this is it's a small item, a crystal, an orb, a rod, a staff, or a wand that is specially constructed to contain arcane energies and channel them. A sorcerer, warlock, or wizard in 5th edition can use such an item as a spellcasting focus. Now, if I remember correctly, I believe that the focus gives the spellcaster the ability to cast certain spells without having to use material components. So essentially, instead of having to cast like powders or various bits and pieces up into the air, they can channel the energy through their staff, through an orb, something like that. Now, I know some people aren't particularly fond of this. I think it takes away from the whole material components thing. Now, I've never really followed the material components idea too strictly when I've been running games, but I've got to admit, call me a bit old school, but I do like the idea of like a wizard having a staff or a wand or like an orb. I think it's really cool. I think it reinforces the whole like idea of you being a practitioner of the arcane. I don't think it really affects the balance of the game too much, to be honest, because you've still got to pod out like a load of that precious GP to get yourself an arcane focus. But it just like adds a cool visual element that marks you out as a practitioner of the arcane, and it also means you don't have to waste all your time tracking all those material components. So I think it's like a really cool idea, and it's one I'm glad to see they included in 5th edition. So what about yourselves, love, in terms of focus?
As you can hear, when we were doing the familiars episode,
as you can hear, our cat Phantom's decided to make a guest appearance on the podcast episode. Obviously, I was talking about wizards familiars earlier on, so you know.
The Modiphius Star Trek RPG has a character stat called Focus, which I am still trying to look at what it actually does. I think it lets you get extra d20s and stuff during the game. It's one of many things that you add to your character sheet during the character creation process, which is quite cool in this game. You add focuses during your upbringing, your Starfleet Academy, and your career events.
So are they effectively like feats or something like that?
Sort of. So I'm just looking for the career events bit, because I seem to remember that being quite entertaining.
Do you like Star Trek, Phantom?
Oh, here we go, right. So, for example, during your career events, you roll two dice and look up on this particular chart. And, for example, transporter accidents. So your character's been previously involved in a transporter accident. They gain an attribute related to it, a discipline related to it, and then they gain a character focus. And it says the character gains a focus, which should reflect something they learned either because of the transporter accident or in the aftermath. Examples include transporters and replicators, small craft, or quantum mechanics. So it's quite a cool little way to come up with a load of backstory for your character really quickly.
So does the focus just like, does it just give you like a bonus in terms of...
I think it does, but we've talked about how I feel about the index for that book, John.
It's fine. let me see if I can tame this beast and find out what's going on.
It says page 100, but I didn't get time.
Page 100.
I've already spent at least two podcasts.
Focuses, there we go. So, the discipline's characters are trained in a broad focuses allow a character to demonstrate talent for a narrower set of disciplines, representing specialisation and the kind of expertise that comes from deeper study. Focuses aren't tied to a specific discipline and can thus be applied to any task a character attempts, so long as the focus would logically benefit the task being attempted. Main characters have 6 focuses and they're encouraged to create their own.
So it works a bit like a stunt in Fate, in like where you can use it. Doesn't say what it does.
I've got to admit, it doesn't exactly say what it does here. I mean, I'd assume it gives you some bonus or allows you to roll like an extra d20. Yeah. It's like a, it's the 2d20 system.
It'll be in there somewhere.
But it does give you some nice examples like astronavigation, cybernetics, hand-to-hand combat, physics, shipboard tactical systems and stuff like that. So essentially, yeah, it allows you to pick a few areas of your background that you're particularly skilled in and get some bonuses for, which is kind of cool because it says that you can make your own ones. So if you're like, oh, I want to play like a Vulcan who was raised on a farm, you can easily go like, oh, I'm taking a focus in farming. Not likely to be useful under many circumstances, but you know, when you find yourself crashed on that like agricultural world and you're like, oh, I need to like blend in with the locals or I need to get some food, you can like bust out your farming focus. And I quite like these sort of like slightly woolier sort of mechanics where they allow you to like touch on bits of your background that maybe the system as a whole, like the rest of it, doesn't really cover. So mm-hmm. I think that's quite cool. Okay, so I think we've talked enough about focus there. Ironically, we lost our focus several times during this episode, so it's probably going to take me a little while to edit that. But, you know, miracles of editing, sure, we'll be fine. We're going to be back soon with episode 11, which is has the word examine as the word of the day. So until we see you then, take care. Catch you soon.